Research by the influential economist Enrico Moretti suggests workers in tech and life sciences create at least 4 jobs in the wider local economy, which could make remote workers a powerful tool for levelling up. But Professor Moretti's work also contains a warning for policymakers and for all who long to leave the big city behind.
I follow longitudinally the productivity of about 1 million of US inventors throughout their life. And what I see is that when inventors move from a small city to a large city, their productivity immediately increases.
And this isn't some subjective impression of productivity. Professor Moretti has hard data.
I measure productivity in terms of the number of patents that these inventors create in a given year, and also the quality of those patents. And what you see is that someone who moves, say, from a small town to the Bay Area, where Silicon Valley is located, they start patenting at a much faster pace, and the quality of the patents that they create is much better after the move.
So this would be somebody who's already in a cluster, just a smaller cluster, and they're moving to a bigger cluster?
That's correct. Imagine someone who is in a small town in Ohio. I follow what happens to their productivity when they move to a larger cluster, whether it's Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, or New York. And there is a measurable and economically important and quite fast effect on the productivity of those inventors.
Do we know what's causing that spike in productivity and in creativity? Do we know what it is about cities that's creating that dramatic increase?
One key factor is that you really need to be around people in the same field to be creative and innovative. Ideas are the way of flowing from face-to-face meetings. Even in an era where we can connect on Zoom and on Skype, apparently without any frictions, and yet face-to-face interaction remain crucial for the productivity of the creative class.
Have you been able to study the opposite? So what would happen if somebody left a big cluster and moved to a smaller cluster?
Indeed, you see exactly the reverse effect. Somebody who moves from Silicon Valley back to a smaller cluster, say a small town in Ohio, they experience a measurable decline in the productivity.
That's a really difficult dilemma, isn't it? Because I guess if you're looking at, you know, the wealth of the country overall, it's better for those workers to be in Silicon Valley. But if you're in a poorer state, then actually having 1,000 of those workers might really boost your economy.
That's right. There's a clear trade-off here. There will be aggregate losses in terms of aggregate productivity.
This productivity problem is why some are skeptical about Zoom Shock. We don't yet know how remote working affects productivity long term, but we do know what UK employers think. Jonathan Haskell is Professor of Economics at Imperial College London.
When you ask companies about how productive they think their workers are when the workers are at home, most of them say they're much less productive, actually. The main exception is the information and communications industry. In that kind of industry, there's a feeling that productivity could go up that way. Those types of workers are doing often quite defined tasks, writing a newspaper article, you know, replying to some emails. But for the vast bulk of other industries, working from home is just massively less productive.
Perhaps this is why so many journalists have been gleefully predicting the death of the office, with the annoying exception to the rule. But before you rush out to top up your travel card, here's what Enrico Moretti has to say about hybrid working.
I don't see large productivity losses from that model. As long as people that are around their colleagues, that are around their clients and the service providers that their productivity depends on, I think as long as they're around them a significant amount of time, I don't think that working from home 1 or 2 days a week would imply steep productivity losses. It's only when people are away for good